Is daf ayin ches. So let's take it from the top of ayin ches amun aleph, the three lines down, the two dots. Afilu hu ima b'mita. So the Mishnah said, let's say the husband had thrown the get into his own house to where his wife was, and even though it's in her, she's in the bed, that's not going to be a good get. So the Gemara says, Amarava. Rava says, lo shanu el b'mita shalot. Only if she is lying down in his bed. So it's in his it's his rishus, it's his kalim, it's his bed. So even though it falls right next to her, in his bed, it doesn't work. When it's her own bed, migresh, it works because that's like a kinyan chatzromer. It's her bed, it's her kalim. So therefore, if it falls onto her bed, it would be a good gerush. Tani nami hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'mita shelo, neinu migreshes, b'mita shelo, migreshes. So Gemara asks the question, b'mita shelo, migreshes? Is it really true? If it falls onto her bed, it is a good get. It's kalim shelo keach, birshus hamocherhu. It's the kalim of the lokach. She's the one, if you will, she's the buyer. She's buying her get. And she is at her bed. The kalim shelo keach, her bed is in the rishus of the mocher, her husband, who's selling her, who's giving the get, her divorced her. Shemas mina, is this coming to teach us the discussion in general that kalim shelo keach, birshus mocher kana, lokach? Is it really true that this really work? That her bed within the property of her husband is going to be kona the get? Can't be. Gemara says, "Lo tzricha de gavoa asar." Talk about a situation where the bed is 10 tvachim high, which is not very high. It's around 40 inches or so. So that's okay. And Rashi explains, Rashi four lines from the top, de gavoa asara de havi rishus lenafshe. Once it's 10 tvachim high, it's considered its own independent rishus. V'lo chashiv hahu avira rishus mocher levata as rishus hakli. It's viewed as this independent rishus. Happens to be lying in the house of the husband, but since it's large enough, tall enough, it's considered its own rishus and is kona the get. Gemara says, v'hayika makum karei. So what about the place where the legs are standing? The legs are standing, so it's on the floor of the house, and that's munach on the earth, says Rashi. It's placed on the ground, and that's his property. So the Gemara says, Amakum kari lo kapta incha. He doesn't really care about the bed. He allows the bed to be there. In general, he allowed the bed to be there. The fact that the legs of the bed are standing on the property of the husband, that doesn't bother him. So therefore, since it's 10 tvachim high, at least 10 tvachim high, is therefore viewed as a separate rishus, and she is kona the get when it's placed or thrown into her bed. Gemara says, let's say it's a situation where it's latoch cheka, latoch kalsa, migureshes. If it's thrown into her chest or into her basket, then that's migureshes. So Gemara said, if it was onto a bed, it wasn't good. But if it's mamish onto her basket, something that's really close to her, then that will be a good get. So the Gemara has the same question. Am I? Why does it work? If it falls onto her basket, I understand if it falls into her chest, so that's her, she's mamish holding it. But if it falls into her basket, so why is that a good get? It's kalev shalokech birshus samocher, same exact question above about the mita. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kigon Shahaisa Kalsa Tluya Ba. It's where the basket's hanging from her, whether it be from her arm, her shoulder, her neck. It's hanging from her. V'chein Amar Reb Elazar, Amar Reb Shaya, Kigon Shahaisa Kalsa Tluya Ba. It's a situation where it's hanging, and who cares? It's part of her. It's part of her begadim. It's part of her clothing. It's like falling into her pocketbook. So therefore, it's not considered a separate kli from her. It's part of her. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Kshura Afa Pishenu Tluya. If it's tied, even though it's not hanging, meaning it's tied there, but it's dragging, it's not suspended, it's dragging, that's still considered an extension of her, that will work as well. It doesn't have to be suspended. It's placed between her legs. So mamash, it's an area where that's really her property, her area, and therefore that's going to work as well, even though it's not necessarily connected to her. Says Rashi, Bein Yarchuseha, V'yafa pishe munachas barkarka. It's not attached to her. It's mamish placed on the ground. Ain other makbin al komakam mu'ushav isha. He doesn't care. You can't sit there. A husband allows the wife. He allows people to sit. And wherever they're sitting, that becomes their zone. So therefore, if it's placed mamish between her legs, that's certainly going to be considered her area at that moment, and will be kona the get. Rav Misharsha by Rav Dimi Amar Kigon Shahaya Baila Mocha Klasa. So it's talking about a situation where the husband was a basket seller. So since he sold baskets, he never cared where she placed down baskets. His house was full of baskets. So the fact that she placed her particular basket here, it didn't bother him. It's as if he was Mocha, that, okay, that's your basket, you could be Kona at that property. Now in general, he will be bothered if there are her baskets placed on his property. But since he sells baskets, and there are baskets all over the house, he doesn't care if she places her basket there as well, and that will be Kona as well, even though it might not be between her legs, where it's not hanging from her. That works as well. Yochanan Amar Makum Cheka Kanilo, Makum Kalsa Kanilo. No, just like the area where her chest is, wherever she's sitting, it's the husband, it's understood that's her Makum, so to wherever she places her basket. Even if he's not a basket seller, it's understood when a person walks in, sits down, and places her pocketbook next to her, that's her Makum now. Therefore it works to be Kone of the Get. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my time at Rabbi Yochanan. What was the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? This last case, why the Makum Kalsa Kanilo? The fishing of the makbid lo al makum cheka lo makum kalsa. A person's not makbid. A person sits down. A guest comes to the house. Certainly, a wife comes to the house. He doesn't care where she sits and where she places her pocketbook. That's her makum. He's a person in general is not so makbid on these things. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Zarku lo lato cheka. If he throws it into her chest, olato kalsa, or into her basket, olato kol davashu kalsa. Anything else that's like a basket, whether it be a pocketbook, a handbag, harei zumi gereshes. All of these cases works. Kol davar shu kikolasa. What's that coming to include? Anything else that's like a basket? What's it coming to include? Lasuye mai, lasuye taska de achla be tamre. Rashi's taska is a tashka. It doesn't help us too much. It's a pouch of some sort that holds dates. Okay. Okay, great. A little pouch that holds dates. I don't know what the chiddush is. Certainly, I would imagine if a basket works, so a pouch would also work to be considered her makom. And if it was placed, thrown into that pouch, it would work as well. I don't know what the chiddush is here. Okay, I don't see anything down here. Gemara says, Vaita, the Mishnah. The new Mishnah tells us. Mishnah says, Amarlam, he says to her, Kinsi Sharchov, here is your document of that you owe money. Oh, Shematasa Macharav, or she finds it from behind him. Kara, she reads it, and her Hugita, turned out it's a get that he's divorcing her. He never told her there's a divorce. Here's your exact fake out, and she reads it. What is that? What's going on here? The halacha is, Eino get acha yomar la ha gitech. He has to articulate to her, this is your get. To say, this is a shachov, or to say nothing, that doesn't work. Nasim biyada, he places it in her hand. V'hi yashna, she's sleeping. Ne'era, she wakes up, and Korah, and she reads it. V'harei yugita, turns out this is her get. Eino get acha yomar la ha gitech. He has to say it when she's awake and conscious, that she has to know that this is a get that she's receiving. So, ki amar la hagitech, but when he says to her, it's a good, this is your get, in the situation we're going back on the case where when she found it behind matasa me'achorav, it's behind him, on his back. There's this document hanging, and he's walking around, and she reads it, and it says it's a get. If he says to her, hagitech, sounds like it's good. The only reason why it's not good when it's hanging on his back, it's because he never said it's your get. But he said hagitech would be a good get, my havalei. There's a halacha that if a husband places on the ground and says, take it, it's all yours, that doesn't work. That's not considered a nesina. The nasim biyada, the pasuk says, you have to give it to her. And Rava says, Amar Rava, tli gitech me'al gavei karka, take it from the karka, lo ma'amar klum. That's not considered a nesina. So how could the Mishnah seem to imply that if it's hanging on his back, he says, that's your get, that's not a nesina. So the Gemara says, Ema sheshalfasa me'acharav. What does it mean, Shashal Vasa Me'acharav? So Rashi says, Shaya Tochav Ben Chagur Lamasav Vishalvasa Misham. It was placed between his pants and his belt of some sort, and it was like sticking out there, and he said, oh, this is yours. So that's very strange. Havamina, what do you mean? Shalvasa Nami Habinav Nasim Beda. He didn't give her, he just pointed to her where it was stuck between his belt. He moved his hip towards her, like a little motion, like, this is your get, and that was some level of a nesina, and say, here, take your get. That's what the Gemara says, that's where it would be a good get. That's enough of a nesina, just moving the body with the belt over towards her, that would be sufficient if he says, this is your get. Okay, it's a strange way of giving a get. Tanin Ami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Amar la kinsi sharchov zeh, this is a debt of obligation. Osha shafaso me'acharav, or it's hanging behind him. Karasa, she reads it. Harehu gita, it turns out it's her get. Eino get ad shiomar la hagitech, until he says this is your get. Divrei Rebbe. But Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar omer liolam eino get ad sheyitlenu heimana. It's not a good get until he takes it back from her. V'yachzer v'yidnenala, and then goes and gives it back to her again normally. And yomar la, and says to her that second time, hagitech, this is your get. Nasnu biyada, he places it in her hand, vihi yishan, and she's sleeping. Ni'ira, she wakes up, v'kara, v'harehi gita, and it turned out it's a get, like the Mishnah says. Eino get, achi yomar laha gitech, divrei Rebbe, until he says to her, this is your get, when she's awake. But Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, achi lenu heimani, you have to take it back from her. Yachshiv inan Allah, give it to her again. And during that second nisina, that's when you have to repeat again. Vayomer la, hagidech, say again, this is your get. So again, the Rebbe holds you don't have to re-give it; just say what's going on here. And Rebbe Shimon says you have to re-give it along with the statement. So why these two different scenarios? The Gemara says, "Vitzricha, you need both these cases of the situation where you just give it to her from behind you; it just said, take it from my back, or you she's sleeping. Why both scenarios? Vitzricha." If we had only the first case of just saying, hang from my back and take it, it's all yours. But he come a Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. It's good get if you just say to her, by the way, that's a get I just gave you. Because she's awake and she's subject to being divorced. She's a gavra who's able to be divorced but since she's awake. You just lacked the clarification of what was being given. But if she's sleeping at that moment, she's not subject to being divorced because she's mamish out of the picture. She's sleeping. Maybe there Rebbe would agree to Rebbe Shimon that you have to re-give it to her when she's awake. So it comes to teachers that even in that case, Rebbe says you don't have to re-give it to her. Just tell her what is that she is holding. If you only taught the second case of her sleeping, that's where he says you have to re-give it to her because she wasn't awake. She wasn't subject to being divorced. In the first case where she was awake, maybe there he says you don't have to re-give it to her. All you have to do is clarify what you gave her. Even in that case, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar argues that it is not a good get until you re-give it. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kasav laget, he writes for his wife, forget, v'nasa biyad avdo, he places this in her Eved's hand of the Yashin, and he's sleeping, umishmarso, and she's watching over him, hareza get, that's a good get. But near, if the Eved's awake, and he gives it to her Eved, eino get, that doesn't work. Dehav yulei chater hamishamaris shilaladaita. So that's a case where it's a chater that's protected, not with her das. That's explaining why it's not a good get. Let's see, Rashi says, Hare is a get. Why is it a good get if he's sleeping and she's watching over the Eved? And the husband places the get in the Eved's hand while he's sleeping and she's standing over watching him. She's watching and it's like watching over her chatzer and the husband places a get in the chatzer. That's a good get. He's not watching over himself. His mom is asleep. It's like a property. That's sleeping. So that's why it works. But if it's near, says Rashi, ain't no get. If the Eved's awake, it's not a good get. She'eved mishamer sasmo. He's a big boy, the Eved. He watches over himself. Ves mashe biyado. Whatever is in his hand, he's able to be self-sufficient. And v'havile chatzera ha-mishamer shalola daito. It's a protected chater, but not with her das. Her das has no impact on the Eved who's awake. So that's why when he's awake, it doesn't work. So Gemara says, but if he's yashen, if he's sleeping, umishmarso, and she's watching over it, hareze get, it's a good get. How could that be a good get? Am I? Chatzer mehalecha siva, chatzer mehalecha is lo kana. It's a walking chatzer, and the halacha is, we have several places in Shas, that a chatzer mehalecha, a walking chatzer, does not work to be kona objects. V'chitema yashen shiny, maybe when he's sleeping it's different. So you're right, when he's walking, when he's active, so it doesn't work to be kona. But when he's sleeping, it works. It can't be true. Rava says, "Kol she'ilu mahalech lokana omer v'yoshiv lokana." If a person is walking, it doesn't work even when he's sitting and sitting. Once it's something that is able to move, like an eved, it doesn't work even if he's not moving, and even if he's sleeping, it doesn't work. So Gemara says, "Hilchas abekapos." No, in a situation where you tie down the eved, his mom is chained down to the floor. So then we would say, if he's sleeping, it works. Because even if he was awake, he wouldn't be able to walk, because since he's tied down, therefore his mom is like a chatzer, ha-mishamaris, lidaita of the isha, and if you place it in the hands of her eved, it will be considered a sufficient nesina and a good get. The new Mishnah tells us now, ha-yisa omedis berushas harabim. If she's standing in a public domain, bizar kala, and the husband, throws her to the get. If it's karovla, if the get ends up falling closer to her, it's mugrashis, it's a good get. If it's car of law, he doesn't have a good arm, and it ends up falling closer to him than it is to her, then ain't a mugrashis, it's not a good get. Let's say it's mechsa, mechsa, mamish, halfway, the midpoint. Mugrashis, ain't a mugrashis, we don't really know, we have to treat it as partially divorced, suffix. So she's not allowed to stay with this husband, but at the same time, she's not allowed to marry somebody else until she gets a full-fledged, a vaday get. V'chainlin in kedushin, the same halachas applies to a kedushin. If he throws it towards her, it's a good kedushin. If it lands closer to him, it's not a good kedushin. In the middle, it's a suffix. V'chainlin in hachov, a guy is trying to pay money back to a guy, a bank that he owes. Same idea, closer to him, it's his. Closer to me, it's mine. In between, it's a suffix. Armalo Baal Chovo. So the Baal Chov says, Zarok Li Chovi, throw it to me over the fence. I really need that money. Please throw it to me. Bizarko, lo, and he throws it to him. Karov Lamalva, if it's closer to the Malva, the bank, so then Zach Hamalva, the bank gets the money back. Karov Lalova, if it's closer to the lender, the borrower rather, Halova Chayev Chayev, then the Lova is still owed the money. Whatever, even if let's say it's closer to him, then he loses it, doesn't pick it up. It was never considered given to the Malva, and it doesn't work. Mechta Mechta Shneim Yachloku, they have to both divide it. It's a Havlach of Yachloku, it's Mamish at the midpoint. So the Gemara wants to know, Heichi dami karuv lo, Heichi dami karuv lo. What does it mean, closer to me, closer to her? Amar Rav, Arba Amos Shelo, Zeo karuv lo, Arba Amos Shelo, Zeo karuv lo. We don't take out a measuring tape and say who is closer to. If it's within his four Amos, it never left his rishus. If it's within her four Amos, it does leave the rishus. If it's in between, even though it might be closer to her or closer to mine, that doesn't really work. So Heichi dami mechza mechza, what's halfway? If they are overlapping, they're so close to each other, their four amos are overlapping with each other, that's a case where it's in both their rishus at the same time. It's mechza mechza. They both have the equal bailus over the get. And that's where you say it's migreshus, veinu migreshus. Gemara asks, why is that case of lechse hei menayok kadim? Why don't you see which one stepped into those four amos first? If she stepped into first and then I stepped into afterwards, and then I throw it into that area, it's her dal amos first, so she's kone it. If I step there first, then she stepped into my zone, and then I throw it, then it's my zone, she stepped into my dal amos. So the Gemara says, no, the chitema dasu tervayu b'hadei hadadei, let's say they stepped mamish in the same moment, they shared the dal amos, so they got to that same moment, place at the same exact time. How could that be true? V'ha efshar l'tamtem, it's impossible to be so exact that one didn't come before the other one. So one that must have come first. So that can't be the situation where their dal amos are overlapping with each other. Ela amar kana hacha bishmona amos mitzum tamos askinin. We're talking about eight amos exactly. Okay. And therefore, the get. Okay, a lot of extra pages here. Wow. The get yote me arba amos shelo la arba amos shela, where left the husband's dal amos and entered into her dal amos. Now we're going back to explain which case here. The all the cases of closer to him versus closer to her. No, we're going mechza mechza.
That's last one. No.
So how's mechza mechza? So it left his dal amos into her dal amos. That's not mechza mechza anymore.
It landed right on the line.
It seems that it's eight. Oh. He landed in the fourth. Yeah.
Okay, mamish on the line. Yeah. Okay, fine. So by the way, we see from here. Didn't we say before it's efshar latam? Same, it's impossible to be exact. So I think the halacha is when it comes to measurements, you can be exact. When it comes to time, you can't. You cannot be exact. We know seconds, it's, you know, measurement you could have. You pull out a ruler and you have exactly 12 inches. You have exactly 4 amos. But time, it's impossible to have exactness when it comes to time.
Unless you're Yaku.
Unless you're who?
Unless you're a Yaki.
Yaki. You could come close to it, right. Even Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kechatzos halayla. Kechatzos halayla. Not exactly. Close to Chatzos. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Okay. The Gemara says, V'ha agid gavei. What do you mean? Isn't it still in his rishus? Rashi explains two lines down. V'ha agid gavei adayna get rishus so ksatz. It's a little bit still in the husband's rishus because half it's in his rishus still. Vanan v'nasan biyada b'inan ad sheyekula rishus so has to be entirely in her rishus. This doesn't work. He still has the strings attached to it. Ela Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Tavaya. Both of them explain hacha b'shtei kitei edim askinin, where there are two sets of edim. Achas ameres karav lo, achas ameres karav lo. We don't know. We don't know, and we have conflicting reports. Where exactly it landed? Was it closer to him or closer to her? Now, if we know it was closer to him, it's not a good get. Close to her, it is a good get. When we don't know, that's where it's a case of a suffix.
There's nothing to tell you das.
Which aspect of das?
In other words, his das is a gift to her. And she's Mugoresh Bal Karcha.
You need das, but you also need a Mais and Asina. This doesn't qualify as a Mais and Asina.
They just have a do-over. They play
four
games and spin again. You know,
spin
again.
Too practical.
Fine. Obviously, he's trying to give her a hard time. If you're dealing with a very sensible husband, it would have been very easy. You're right.
Why is he throwing the first one to begin with, right?
Slingshot.
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Karov La. So if it's close to her, Shaninu. When we talk about when it's closer to her, we taught afilu me'ama. Even if it's 100 amos away from her, as long as it's closer to her, more so than it's closer to him, that's good. the karov lo, and it's closer to him, shaninu afil me amma, even if it's 100 amos. Hechidami mechsa mechsa. I'm a Rav Shemin bar Abba, lididi mefar shali, was once explained to me, minei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained to me once. Hu yachol l'shomer, if he's able to watch it, v'hi eino m'yichol l'shomer, but she can't protect it, it's closer to him. V'zeo karov lo. If it's he yachol l'shomer, if she's able to protect it, v'hu eino yachol l'shomer, zeo karov lo. It reminds me of, like, steal the bacon. It's placed in the middle. If you have, like, you're close enough to you, if she's closer to it, it's hers and not his, and vice versa. It's very possible that it could still be closer to her, but he's much quicker than him, so her, rather, he's quicker than her, so he could still get it before her, so even though it's closer to her, it's really under his shmira. So it's possible you could have that type of situation. So it's not about how which one's closer in proximity, it's which one has the ability to be shomer. If it's shneim yecholim l'shomer, if both of them are able to equally protect it, then shneim ein yecholim, or they're both able, not able to, that's zeo mechza al mechza. That's where it's halfway. That's where it's a migreshes veinu migreshes. So Amura Rabbanan commented Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbanan said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Rabbi Yonasan. Hachi Amar, this is what he says, Yadon Chavrin Bavloi Lefrushe Kiaitama. The Babylonians know how to explain the reason behind this. So by the way, this is one of the rare cases we find in the Bavli where they actually say how great the Babylonian Talmidei Chachamim were. Usually it's belittling them. Here's a situation where they explain, unless it's being said in a question form, but I think it's said in a positive way.
The English says he was impressed.
So apparently Rabbi Yonasan, Rashi explains, came from Bavel, and he went to made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, so he was impressed with Rabbi Yonasan's understanding here. But then Rabbi Yochanan himself also, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a point in history where he had a certain understanding of Talmud in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. So he thought that Talmud of Eretz Yisrael was greater, was more superior to that of the Bavli. And one time Rav Kana came along. Rav Kana was involved in some situation of murder. He was obviously allowed to do whatever he had done. And then the government found out about this. So he was told, Rav Kana was told by his Rebbe to leave, to go to learn by Rabbi Yochanan. But he was told, don't ask any questions until you spend some time there. Because Rabbi Yochanan, you don't want Rabbi Yochanan looking at you and killing you with the eyes of death that he had. I think Gemara and Ksubas or Baba Kama, I forget which one it is. So then Rav Kana came along, and then he heard about Rav Kana, and Rav Kana sitting in the classroom, and Rabbi Yochanan says, I heard about this great line that came from Bavel, and he's so quiet. So he started instigating Rav Kana until finally Rav Kana started asking questions and questions and questions, and Rabbi Yochanan said, let me look at that person. He looks up, and Rav Kana had this way, it looked like he was always laughing, that's how his lips were. Rabbi Yochanan thought he was laughing at him, so Rabbi Yochanan looked at him and killed him. And then he didn't realize he had killed him, and the next day he didn't show up. He said, what happened to him? So Rabbi Yochanan ended up, he brought him back to life, went to his kever, and he said to him, I thought the Torah was ours in Eretz Yisrael, but I realized really it was yours, Rav Kana. Wow. So there's a fascinating Shita Mikubetzes that explains there that really Talmud of Eretz Yisrael is greater than the Bavli. But when you have a guy from Bavel, like Rav Kana, who has learned the ability to analyze from Bavel, and puts that together with the Avir, the Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham, the Eretz Yisrael makes you smarter, that combination makes you even greater. Either way, so we see Rav Yochanan is yet another instance where he acknowledges the godless of the Bavel. Okay. Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa says, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Shu Karv La, Milo, any time where it's closer to her than him, we actually do take out the measuring tape, then Uba Kelev, the nutlo, and the dog comes along and takes it, Einu Megreshes, it doesn't work. So, Einu Megreshes, why doesn't this work? Kol Heicha the Tintari, the Tezel, does she have to always constantly protect it? So, it's not fair. If she gets the get and the dog eats the get a few days later, it's not a good get. So, what's going on here? El Hachikamar, what it means to say is, Kol Shekar Vla, Milo, any time where it's closer to her than it is to him, Vilu Bakelev Vinatlo, and the dog were to come and take it, the Hu Yachol Lishomer, and he, the husband, could protect it, Vihi Eino Yachol Lishomro, Eino Megreshes. So we're making some type of it's a hybrid of the two different shatim we said before. If it's closer to her, it's a good get. If it's the dog's going to come and take it, and he's able to protect it, and she can't protect it, then it's not going to work. So it has to be close enough to her where she is able to protect it as well. I think that's what it's saying here.
Yeah.
Let's just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela lav hachi kamar afa pisha karav la milo, even though it's closer to her than it is to him, im yesh hefsek nahar. It's going, same place. Yeah, I think, im hefsek nahar o gafshushish, there's some type of separation, beinola get, shilo haya ba kelv anola, ina yechol lishomro, heimano aval hu yachol lishomro, ina mugreshes. Okay, same idea.
Same thing, yeah.
So Gemara says now, Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel oftentimes gave a very nice nickname to Rav Yehuda, Shinna. He called Rav Yehuda a very sharp one. We find this in Gemara Brachos and a few other places, that Shinna, sharp one, Kidei Shetasuach V'Tilena. In order, Rashi says, Kidei Shetasuach V'Tilena, Hu Dehavik Karva D'Masnisim. If she's able to bend down and take it, meaning, she doesn't have to actually receive it. It has to be within proximity where she could just bend down and pick it up. If it's within that zone, that arena, that area, then it's a good get. But still, nonetheless, Shmuel, even though said that's the pshat, at says the Gemara, lo savod uvda adamati gita liyade, it's still the best practice not to allow her to get married until she actually receives the get, amamish nasan biyada. So Amalei Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Hava Uvda Haki Vatrucha Chalitza. Once this case happened, and it was within her area to lift it up, she didn't actually pick it up, but they declared it to be a good get. At the same time, they didn't want to really rely on this get, so they said her husband ended up dying, apparently, and we required a Chalitza from the brother-in-law.
Wow.
Okay, the Gemara says, V'chein Lin Kedushin. The same halacha applies to the Kedushin, whether it's closer to her, closer to him, midway. Amr Rabbi Yassi, Amr Rabbi Yonchanan Legitin, Amr Velola Davacher. The halachas of Karav Lo, are only with regard to Gittin, but not to nothing else. No other halachas. Morris says, we just saw the Mishnah. What do you mean? How could you say it only applies to Gittin and to nothing else? It's Eisive. V'chein Linin Hachov, the Mishnah says. I skipped a line, sorry. Eisive Rabbi Abba, Le Rabbi Yassi, V'chein Linin Kedushin, the Gemara, the Mishnah says. Even in Kedushin, the same halachas apply Karav Lo. Or he says, no, shiny, awesome. Kedushin is different. That was so obvious that Kedushin was included. I didn't need to mention Kedushin. Because the Pasuk says, Dichsev Yatsev Yahaisa. There's a connection of Yitziah Havaya, of Kedushin and Gershin. So once the halachas of Karav Law apply to Gershin, Memela through the Pasuk, it applies to Kedushin as well. I didn't mean to exclude Kedushin, in other words. Or he says, what do you mean? I have another case that's not Kedushin and it's not Gershin, and we still have these halachas apply of Krova. What is it? The Eisive, our Mishnah says, V'chein le'inin hachov, that if the guy says, Zarek li chovi, the bank says, throw me the money, V'zarek alo, and the guy throws the money, Karov le'malve zacha alova, zacha ha'malve, it should be probably. Karov le'lova ha'lova chayiv, mechsa mechsa shneim yachlok. If it's midpoint, they both have to divide the pot. So we see that applies beyond the halachas of Kedushin and Gerushin. Gemara says, no, hachem b'may, eskidon d'amar lo, Zarek li chovi v'tipater. Meaning, in general, it doesn't work. This particular situation, the bank really needed the money. It was too far away to go and collect it. Throw me the money and you'll be putter. So since he stipulated you'll be putter in this way, it works. But normally speaking, these halachas of Nesina will not qualify other than Kedushin and Gerish. Ihachi, that's the case. Maila Memer, what's the chiddush? If the bank asks to be paid this way and he'll be putter, I'll be mocha you if you pay this way. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course it works. You could pay in any way the bank wants to be paid. It's going to work. And he could be mocha on anything he wants to be mocha on. Where it says, L'tzricha, de amr le, zarek li chovi, b'toras gittin. Where he says, the bank says, throw me the money, and it's going to work through the mechanisms, through the rules of gittin. So, katam ma'la memer, what's the chiddush? He just said, I want you to pay me, and whatever halachas of karav li, karav lo works, that's going to apply here as well. That's also very pashut. That's how he asked to be paid. So Gemara says, no, ma'u, the same, what would you have thought? Matzi amr lei, mishata nibecha. The bank's just playing games with him, trying to trick him. He doesn't really mean it. Kamashman, when he says it, he means it. So if you throw me the money and closer to me, it's considered payment. Gemara says, now, amr of chista, get biyada, mesicha biyada. Let's say he hands her the get. And the mesicha, there's still a string in the hand of the husband. There's still strings attached here. If he's able to yank it back, the string is strong enough, ulahaviyu, and still bring it back towards him, and a megresha, that's not considered a nesina. You need to say for creases. It has to be a mamish severing ties physically with the get. Vim lav, if not, megreshes, if he's not able to yank it back, it's such a minor strand, if he pulls it, he'll have no pull or it's going to snap. Then that is considered a gershin in my time, as I just said before. But in creases v'lek, you need there to be a creases, there to be a separation. And therefore, if that case works, where he's not able to yank it back to him, it is a good get. Amar of Yehuda, ha'isa yada asuya ke katparis. If it's made like how do you pronounce this word? Let's get this right. Seen enough, I should know how to pronounce it. Katafras. I'm not even sure if I pronounced that right either. But that's how the nekudos are. So what's katafras? Says Rashi, katafras means madron, facing down. Rashi explains, Rashi etzbaosa matan lakarka, placed downwards, shelo pasha yada zakufa kaderach pasha yad. Sounds like, is the hand upside down? Is that the way it's being described? Or just he's closing his hands? Or like that, maybe?
Or basically, anything that was put in their hands is going to slide off.
Okay. So. Fine. Like that. So not willing to accept it. It's not flat. like that. So you place the get and it's going to just roll down. So that's the halach of the Gemara. That, what's the situation here? So ha'isa yad asir kikotafras, the zarkalan, he throws it to her. Even though it touches, it bounces off. Ainim egreshes. Am I? Why does that work? Why does it not work? Ha kinafil. When it falls, barba amos. See that? Still within her arba amos, so it should work. Kinafil. Bidilo nach. Where it didn't rest, where it, I guess, kind of rolled. Rashi says, bidilo nach la'art. It didn't rest on the ground. El kishanafil mitoch yada nisraf. It burned. It never landed. Fell off and boom, a fire caught it. You know what I'm saying? Benuziel was learning below, let's say, and he burnt the fires above him. So mamish never fell to the ground. So that's why. But in Echnami, had it fallen to the ground, it would have been a good get. Gemara says, "V'tikarish me'avir da'abra amos." So maybe the very fact that it was in the airspace of Dal Amos, that should be enough to be Kona. So why is it not a get there? So the Gemara says, "Tifsha must be." Maybe we can answer the question of the well-known Shaila of Dibai Rebbe Lazar, "Arba amos she'amr." When we talk about arba amos in a person's area, that's Kona. Yesh lahen avir o ein lahavir. Does it work only when it falls to the ground or even the airspace? It works to be Kona. So Tifshe, we can answer from here the fact that this Gershon does not work, de ein lahen avir. Where it says, no, not true. Maybe in general it really does work. So why doesn't it work here by the case of Get? She was mamish floating on the river, standing in a plank, and there is no arba amos below her, so there's not, that's not considered dal amos, and therefore is not Kona in the avir.
Is it pshat that we're just here to learn, like Torah, every single case ever possible, so we have no spakers ever to come up?
No.